Morning edition from Philadelphia. Our news partner 6ABC reports the cockpit voice recorder, commonly known as the black box, has been recovered from the medical jet that crashed in northeast Philadelphia Friday night. The National Transportation Safety Board said Sunday evening the key piece of evidence was found 8 feet underground at the site of impact. Black boxes often offer crucial data to help investigators from the NTSB understand what goes wrong when there is a crash. And the number of people hurt in Friday's medical jet crash in northeast Philadelphia that killed 7 people has risen to 22. City officials offered an update on the crash Sunday. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
The crash significantly damaged 11 residential properties. Roughly 30 agencies, including urban search and rescue experts, have been working in the area following the crash, according to Managing Director Adam Teal. The exact number of how many people were displaced by the crash is not yet known.
We are being very thoughtful and intentional and deliberate about ensuring that we're only reporting what we know and not speculating about other things. Part of that, there is still a lot of work that is being done.
The Learjet 55 was carrying 2 passengers, a mother and daughter, and 4 crew members, all of whom were from Mexico. Flight logs show the plane was only in the air for about a minute. A 7th person on the ground was killed after their car caught fire from the crash. The city will host a town hall on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at a location to be determined. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
We now know the names of all 6 people aboard the medical jet who perished when the plane crashed near the Roosevelt Boulevard and Cottman Avenue. Those names have been released. In the aftermath of the crash, city officials have been emphasizing the importance of mental health. Crystal Yates Gale is Philly's Department of Health and Human Services. She is with that organization.
When there's a traumatic incident that impacts the community at large, we can expect the need for behavioral and mental health services to begin soon after and to increase as time progresses.
For anyone having a hard time coping with this tragedy, you can call the city at 215-685-6440. In Delaware, Governor Matt Meyer has declared a literacy emergency in the state after student reading scores hit a 27-year low in 2024. 8th graders did worse in reading on a national test that they had since 1998, and nearly half of all 4th and 8th graders are reading below basic proficiency levels. Delaware's new education secretary, Mindy Martin, says the results are a warning.
We want education to work not just for some kids, some days in some schools and some classrooms. I want all students to be able to achieve, and we need school systems that can unlock the brilliance and genius within each learner.
One bright spot in the test results was a 7-point jump in math scores for 4th graders. 6:07 in the forecast is calling for some clouds for the most part and a high of 51 in Philadelphia.